This is the intersection of assistive, educational, and information technology. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, technology can promote independence, and inclusive technology has become more available for everyone. Welcome to the Inclusive Technology for All podcast with your host, Mike Murata.
Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 59, which is scheduled to be released on November 4th, 2019. This episode features part one of our deep dive into the 7 daily drivers to support teacher effectiveness. And the focus of today will be collaboration, along with the usual updates on inclusive tools and an AT chat wrap-up. Plus, we're going to have a special guest this episode who will be sharing some exciting news about a certain piece of AT equipment reborn for the 21st century. Don't forget, I want to hear from you. Make sure to leave your comments and ideas about topics for upcoming episodes. Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast and leave your audio message. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. All right, let's go. So how many of us have old AT devices kind of squirreled away somewhere? Maybe it's your basement or your storage closet or your attic. You know those devices you just can't seem to throw away? I personally have a whole area of my basement, don't tell my wife, packed with old AT stuff. You know, like a handful of Alpha Smarts, old discontinued switches, adapted mice and keyboards that I don't even think would work anymore, but I just can't seem to throw them away. Well, our friend Alyssa Wern is here to tell us some news that might just get you picking through your storage space to dig out some old AT. So welcome to the podcast, Alyssa Wern.
Hi, Mike, and the Inclusive Technology for All podcast listeners. Thanks for having me on. My name is Alyssa Wern, and I'm an occupational therapist and Resna ATP. And I work full-time for a school district in Florida, supporting students and their teams with assistive technology needs. I also do some teletherapy-based AAC and AT work, and in my spare time, I volunteer doing some work with AT Makers, which is Bill Binko of Lesson Picks charitable organization. My main project with them has been the revitalization of the IntelliKeys keyboard. Originally developed by IntelliTools, it was open sourced and the code and software released by AbleNet to AT Makers in hopes that we could update drivers and software. Well, after a lot of work and way too long, including connecting with the right people, some of which were the original developers so many years ago, we are very happy to announce that the updated drivers for the IntelliKeys to run on Windows 10 are now available. You can access it at the AT Makers website, www.atmakers.org, and you can reach out to me via Twitter at WernED. WERNEDAT, if you have any questions. Please download and use it. We've already heard from a bunch of users who are happy to have access again on Windows 10. What's up next for the project is setting up IntelliKeys USB to be available cross-platform. So stay tuned. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thanks to everyone who contributed to this project. I've been waiting for this announcement for a while so I can get some of those IntelliKeys out of my basement and back into action, providing some computer access to the students and adults that I work with. There's a good life lesson in here probably about never throwing anything away. I'm not quite sure what that is yet, but it's in there somewhere. With a group of dedicated makers around, who knows, all your tools can have value again. As I mentioned last episode, we had amazing response to last week's AT chat, where we discussed the book by Nathan Lang, Everyday Instructional Coaching, 7 Daily Drivers to Support Teacher Effectiveness. So instead of trying to cram all that info from last episode's AT chat wrap up, I figured we would take a deep dive into each daily driver across the next 7 episodes of this podcast. So this week we will be discussing the chapter on collaboration. So the collaboration chapter kicks off with the following statement. Coaches can establish a diverse, inclusive, purposeful, and collaborative community when they take the temperature of the school climate and invite people who have differing views to the table. So when Nathan talks about diversity, he not only is talking about race, gender, and age, he also is talking about this idea of embracing a diversity of educational roles, ideas, perspectives, and educational approaches. Another aspect of this chapter focuses on implicit bias and how we as coaches address and provide remedies to this. He does highlight the pause mnemonic from Howard Ross's 2014 book, Everyday Bias. Pause stands for P, pay attention to what's actually happening beneath the judgments and assessments. A, acknowledge your own reactions, interpretations, and judgments. U, understand the other reaction, interpretations, and judgments that may be possible. S, search for the most constructive, empowering, or productive way to deal with the situation. And then finally, E, execute your action plan. The author also talks about three actions coaches can take to address bias and engage diversity. These could provide coaches with an excellent opportunity to promote a culture of collaboration with their team members. So the first one, create a list of unstructured processes and structure them. What do your interactions with team members look like each day? Are you interacting with the same team members? Why is that? What does your feedback system look like? And finally, explore ways to create a system that addresses the needs of all team members. The second area, the second action, talks about engaging with teachers that are different from you. And again, this is more than race, gender, and sexual orientation. Think about educators with different personalities and style of thinking. How can you engage with them to bring everyone together? And then the third action talks about encouraging others with opposing viewpoints to speak out and embrace dissidence. Challenge the status quo. Bring in other voices. We all know that devil's advocate on our team. How can we bring this person into the process and incorporate those voices into the culture of our learning environment? The final area of focus we'll talk about today is how to work to ensure balance in our coaching. How do we respect and include both the introverts and the extroverts? It's often easy to engage an extrovert due to their outgoing nature, but how can we bring in those quieter team members who have so much to add to our team but might be reluctant to speak up and participate? How many of us have cringed during a PD event when the facilitator announces a group activity or maybe an icebreaker? Can we as coaches provide a balanced experience that brings opportunities for individual quiet work? Recently, during a full-day training, in addition to the traditional kind of group activities that I would always do, I added in a component that was a silent reading activity related to what we were working on. Then people were able to go and read it at their own pace, however they chose, and then add their thoughts into a Padlet, which we then discussed as a group. And it gave all the voices in the room an opportunity to be heard. I've been working harder on providing these different types of activities during PD events to make sure to bring in those reluctant voices. For the next episode, we'll talk about the second daily driver, which is transparency. If you want to join the conversation, one area of focus that we'll talk about are strategies to develop greater transparencies. Ideas mentioned in the book talk about walkthroughs, 360-degree appraisals, and weekly pulse checks. What type of things do you do to promote transparency in your coaching? Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast to leave your audio message, and I'll include it in the next episode. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Well, then join us every Wednesday night on Twitter at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and I lead an hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This week's AT Chat was focused on issues and trends in AAC, and our guest moderator was Carol Zangari. These are great conversations for me personally. AAC is not one of my strong areas, so I'm always excited to learn from my PLN. Carol had an excellent set of questions set up to generate conversation about upcoming issues and trends in AEC. We spent part of the chat talking about collaboration across disciplines in order to provide effective AEC services and trends people are seeing in their practice. People throughout the chat were mentioning PD is a big trend to get people on board, creating and delivering professional learning opportunities, follow-up training and coaching for all members of the team, including family members and paraprofessionals, in order to support the AAC user. One trend that Carol brought up that I had no idea about was the push from ASHA to develop an AAC certification. And so the group spent some time talking about how this could impact the field of AAC service, both in a positive and a negative way. Carol mentioned a concern from the field that funding sources may impact the ability to obtain an AAC device because an evaluation would have to be completed by a professional with this AAC certification. And what would happen to individuals living in rural areas without a certified practitioner in the area? Maybe not be able to get an AAC device that they need. That is a concern for sure, and it's a topic that should be watched closely. If you're interested, check out the AAC Special Interest Group 12 at ASHA for more information. And their website is asha.org/SIG/12. So overall, it was another fantastic AT chat with 235 tweets across the hour. To catch up and read the entire Wakelet archive, go to bit.ly/ATChat10/30/19.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast. With your suggestion. It may appear on an upcoming episode. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow Mike on Twitter at MMATP and visit his website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes.